much did it cost you to fill up?
$97. But you got me beat by
$102.11.
Woo! Well done. Yeah, $97 and $102 to
what,
fill up.
What is happening?
That's fun. I think it's neat.
$102 to fill up.
It's a little much.
Seems high.
I mean, who needs to eat this week?
Right?
I don't care. Who
cares?
Sometimes
you have to pick between the two. This is one of those times.
I'm going for gas this month.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up?
Is a new feature on our show. It's going to be, you pick the topic. You call in on any topic, and what's up?
No, we didn't steal that from Heidi and Frank, who just did it this morning for the first time.
They called it what's up?
Yeah. So, no, they didn't call it. Well, they call it...
okay, I didn't want the same name.
There, I said it, which is pretty funny.
Okay.
And the topic Tuesday. But, that's a kind of a good idea.
What's
I like
up?
That idea.
What's up?
Throw the phones open. If you didn't get through this morning, why, ...
Or... if you want to get through and ask a question or say something or bring up a topic, whatever.
4 o'clock hour, is that what you said?
4 o'clock hour.
4 o'clock hour.
Yep.
All right.
Japan makes it illegal to insult people.
Oh, no.
Good luck.
Really?
Good luck with
good
that.
Good luck with that, yeah.
Good luck with that.
And no Americans go in there for a while.
In the 5 o'clock hour, you pretended to be asleep.
To get out of what have you?
That's hilarious to me.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
At 350, people are dumb. And in about 15 minutes, we've got your word this hour to win $2,000.
Hey, Def Leppard, how about some new music?
How about some new music? What about that?
Take What You Want, baby. Diamond Star Halos is the name of that new album. And they're finally getting
their new music.
Stadium tour underway 420 years later. They're also doing something new. It's called Halo Moments, where they chat about themselves. And you can find it on their social media. But Joe...
Halo Moments.
Yeah, talking about the how the band's gotten along for this long. You know, it is one of those rare times when they're not, you know, beating each other up and fighting in hotels. It's been a long run.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're talking about that and other stuff. And Halo
Moments.
Moments.
Like every single band fights with that.
Yes, breaks up at some point. Other, yeah. Someone like, you know, I mean, there's been a little here and there.
It's like getting married to them.
Sure.
You know, your bandmates.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not thinking about that as you get started. Yesterday, we read you a list of a guy who made a list of reasons that his wife denied him sex. He sat down and wrote them down every single night.
But there's only one headache in the entire list, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
She knows that one's not going to fly.
The first one bothers me.
Yeah.
Did it last week.
Yeah.
That one bothers me a little bit because, all right, so but how's that a reason for...
I would think did it 5 minutes ago.
Sure.
Would probably be okay.
Be honest, 20 minutes ago.
I am getting older.
I'm bloated was the next night. Then want to cuddle.
Want to cuddle? Cuddle with yourself. What's that teddy bear for? Bring the dog in here. We need to get down to Bennett.
You cuddle. I'll do what I need to do.
There you go.
The bed was just made.
More than happy to remake the bed.
And also, I assume this was mostly at night when they were ready to have sex? No?
I don't know. I haven't asked
them. The bed was just made. Seems
maybe,
seems
well,
bogus.
First thing in the morning, you know? It was like, he's ready to go.
Next night, no energy?
No energy.
Again, I'll do the work.
Yeah.
No problem.
Much to your thrill.
Next one, feel fat?
I would always have to say that.
Next one...
That would be my excuse if I were...
Was sleeping.
Was sleeping?
Yes. And this is what...
Hey, wake up!
This is what tipped us off, is that you pretended to be asleep.
Yeah.
We're going to do that phone topic in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, man. How many times have you pretended to be asleep? Especially, like, on planes when someone's really...
Somebody's bugging you on planes, or when you're not sick, but you want to convince your parents that you are sick.
Oh, yeah. I was really good at that.
Perhaps.
Actually, I don't think they really cared, but... Yeah, go ahead and stay home another
day.
What difference does it make?
Then she said tomorrow...
Tomorrow.
Bogus.
Tomorrow.
Play your sound effect, because that's bogus.
That's totally bogus.
Tired? My back hurts? Kids? I have gas?
Oh, well, I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to rewind that one. That might be fair enough. If
you might
it's true.
Stay, you want to stay away? If that's the case.
Just for your own safety.
You're drunk?
Oh, that's the what? That's the craziest one of all. That's totally the time.
My back is sore.
She already said that.
She was mad at me.
Well, that's, you know, dude. I mean, how much more so now? A couple dorks talking about it on the radio. The
I
list
just washed the bed.
I mean, at least
again.
She comes up with a bunch of reasons. That's kind of admirable.
Is it?
Kind of. I mean, at least she's putting a little effort to it instead of
the other option is
leave me alone.
The other option is having sex. I just think that
well, maybe we haven't seen him.
There.
Maybe that's like,
true.
You know,
too early was another one.
Makes no sense.
Then later, go means? Got to get up early? Too late? Sleeping? Later? What does that mean?
Wow, there's a lot of them.
Not in the mood?
She really just doesn't want it. Oh, but they did it last week one time.
Then it's cold?
Cold?
Followed by it's hot. And then the last one again is pretending to be sleeping. So he doesn't trust that she's sleeping. He writes down pretending to be sleeping.
Pretending to
he's
be
He's not buying it.
No.
He's not buying it. So those are reasons that his wife
especially with
would
him
not have sex with him.
Poking her all the time going, hey, wake up. You want to do it? No.
God. I mean, you've got a point that maybe we should have a gander at him.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Right? Yeah.
Sure, there's that. But in the 5 o'clock hour, you pretended to be asleep. People are dumb in about 15 minutes. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
You're not going to believe this. And I, as far as I've been able to tell, it's true. Japan passes bill to make online insults punishable by jail time.
Wow. That's hardcore.
Online insults. Are you kidding me? That 3/4 of the internet would go away.
Yes. Exactly. It's like old CB radio. Did you ever, you played around on the CB?
I did, yeah. I used to pick fights with people the whole
time. Yes, that's all anybody did.
The only reason to do it.
So did they try and pass that law with CB back in the day in the 70s?
Wow. A bill to introduce prison terms as part of tougher penalties for online insults was passed Monday at an upper house session, marking a major step toward tackling cyberbullying in Japan.
So they don't believe in the freedom of speech.
Are you kidding me?
Man, oh man. Who decides what is truly insulting?
That's a great question.
I mean,
parliamentary debate has centered on how to strike a delicate balance between tougher regulations and freedom of expression as guaranteed by the Constitution.
Right. I thought,
The bill we passed after reaching an agreement with the ruling Liberal Democratic Party that a supplementary provision would be there stipulating that a review will be conducted within 3 years of its enactment to determine if it's unfairly restricts free speech.
Wow.
They're giving themselves a 3-year barrier.
Yeah, go ahead and throw a bunch of people in jail who were just making a joke and someone took it really personally.
And we'll check on it 3 years from now.
Yeah, we'll see how it's going then.
We'll revisit then. Don't worry about it.
You maybe just run down to the vending machine and get yourself some underwear.
In Japan, insults are distinguished from defamation in that the former publicly demeans somebody without referring to a specific action. But both are punishable by jail.
Wow.
Under the law.
So that's why everybody's so polite. They always, everybody, you know, you go to Japan and it's always everybody's so nice and it's just so.
Can you imagine going
to jail?
Can you imagine going to Twitter?
No.
And not seeing someone calling you a name?
Hey, everybody. It's a nice day, isn't it? I enjoyed your post. Thank you for sharing.
It's something. Although I disagree, I respect you as a human.
Right.
I mean, come on. At present, the penalty for insults is detention for less than 30 days.
Detention?
For less than 30 days.
Always add detention.
Or a fine of less than 10,000 yen, which I'm not positive how much that is in U.S.
Why not?
The proposed amendment would introduce a prison term of up to 1 year.
Wow.
And raise the fine for up to 300,000 yen.
I mean, how? When, now, so are they going to, it's only Japanese residents, right?
And I believe so.
Citizens, because, I mean, if they're going to try and, like, if you quote something and then say, oh, that's really stupid to someone in Japan, are they going to come over here extradite you?
I don't think that they can bring over their Delta Force at night and put a bag over your head and take you to jail. But they also do have a review committee so that you either go to jail with or without forced labor.
Whoa! Wow! So if that Cinnabon really sucked and you say something about it, you might have to be breaking rocks for a year.
You will be breaking rocks for a year.
Holy cow, plus 10,000 yen, which I'm guessing now is not a small amount.
Well, they raised that to 300,000 yen.
Holy cow.
So I don't know how much that is. We should have looked that up before, and we'll look it up in a second.
Yeah,
but
we'll do that. Yeah.
But you could get jail time for insulting someone.
Well, I think that's really stupid. Oh,
online.
I shouldn't have said that. Oh,
you're an idiot. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
So you're saying we're going to throw the phones open and whatever anybody wants to talk about?
We're going
to
try.
Next hour?
We're going to try it. We'll give it a shot.
Heidi and Frank were doing that this morning, and I enjoyed it. It was enjoyable.
We did it at the other place, and it's kind of fun to have people be able to pick what they want to talk about or ask questions that they have.
I used to call AM radio stations when I was a little kid
did
with all
you?
Sorts of really weird things. I always get on.
Job you must have been.
What an annoying little bastard.
Wow. Yeah, you pick the topic. We're gonna open up the phones at 4 o'clock and let you call and ask or say or whatever.
Yeah.
You pick the topic.
Let's do it.
So that's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, as close to 3:50 as we can get.
Yeah.
Now we're a couple of minutes early.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll take that too.
How about them apples?
It's People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Does every single story that we do in this feature include alcohol?
Wow.
I think pretty much.
Yes, at least an inebriant of some sort, I do believe. And alcohol is
generally, I would guess 90% of that.
90% seems fair. Absolutely.
Idaho man calls 911 a dozen times.
Oh, man.
Over his bar tab. He thought that they were ripping him off on his bar tab.
The blue moon.
So he called
911
a dozen times.
Ow.
Don't you think by call 911 is like, listen,
we're going to kill you.
Stop calling me. Here's the report.
A man causes a stir over his bar tab after a night of drinking, but it's what he did next that could really cost him.
According to the officers, he'd been intoxicated. So they gave him a ride home, and shortly after he got a ride home, we started receiving these 911 calls from him.
All right, so hold up. So, first of all, he's really drunk.
So they went and got him.
Drunk enough that they gave him a ride home.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the bar called or how that happened.
Right. But they're like, we better get this guy out of here ourselves.
Right. Let's
at least
take
they
him
took him
to
home.
His house.
I mean, they're being pretty cool about it.
So, very.
Yeah.
So then they take him
far.
To his house,
right.
And then he starts calling 911.
Philip Poisner called 911 12 times, to be exact. The first was to request that officers return to his home so they could discuss his bar tab.
Wait a minute, come back here! We should talk about my bar tab!
You know, you guys brought me home when you should have arrested me. I want to talk about my bar tab.
Here's why you should have taken
come
me
back.
To jail.
From an evening at Club Tequila, demanding that he not be overcharged.
Club Tequila.
Listen, here's the truth. If you go to club
to tequila,
you're going to be overcharged.
Minutes later, he called again asking where they were, and then two more calls just to hang up.
That taught him.
What? What do you think was going through his mind? Because they answered 911.
Right, and it says your name, your address, how many times you've called recently.
He just called several times.
All on the screen.
I don't know that everybody knows that, but...
Yep.
Wow, okay. So he's not done.
Nope.
We are responding to a prowler call, and while we're on the prowler call, he's calling 911, making sure he's not overcharged.
we're trying to get this guy that's trying to get this person.
I mean,
house.
Really, that must be super frustrating for the police.
Man.
Can you imagine? If they're getting actual calls about actual things,
right.
And this a-hole is on the phone going, I think they overcharged.
They charged you like $13 extra.
Eventually, he made responders listen to the radio and even said they're just like his ex-wife. By the
now
way, the tab.
He's insulting the 911 operators.
Just like his ex-wife.
You're just like my ex.
How could she have left him?
By the way, that's what the reporter asks.
Oh, really?
At the end of
really?
It. Now, how much do you think the bill was over?
I mean, seriously, I'm going to guess very little.
Because
I'm
when
say,
you drink, I mean, drinks are expensive.
God, very expensive, especially at Club Tequila.
Yes.
I would bet.
So if you're drinking, like, premium alcohol, $100 is
sure
easy.
But I mean, my first guess was $13, but I'll say $47.
By the way, the tab that he was talking about and angry over was only $30.
$30. $30. He called 911 12 times.
After getting a ride home.
His tab was $30.
But the fine for misusing 911 is up to $1,000 and a year in jail or both.
Ha ha!
So, good luck getting a drink there.
Damn.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Highway to hell. AKA the 405.
Highway to hell. hell.
Highway to heck. Let's keep it clean.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. About 20 minutes away from your word this hour to win $2,000.
Another chance to win from Cash Squatch.
We're going to do something new here, and that is give you a chance to pick the topic.
Yeah, we're always like, hey, we want to talk about this, or we want to talk about that.
Like next hour, we're going to talk about you were pretending to be asleep.
Which is hilarious.
That's a topic that we're picking. But that,
how did you get out of something?
We are going to give you the opportunity to pick the topic right
now. Yeah.
Any topic is fine.
What's weighing on your mind?
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. You call randomly any topic. We'll take your call.
Heidi and Frank was doing it this morning. Was. Listen to my grammar. Let's talk about grammar. And we thought we'd keep that going.
Why not give it a try?
Yeah.
It doesn't always work. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've done it many times. And sometimes it's great. And sometimes it's great. And sometimes it's terrible.
Not so much.
818-955 KLOS, what's up?
What's up?
We are talking about, you picked the topic. What do you want to talk about? What's up? KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, hey, you're our first contestant on What's Up?
What's Up? I'm not sure we're calling it What's Up.
Oh, good.
What's Up?
Maybe we are. Okay, maybe we are. What's going on?
Well, I have kind of a serious topic.
Okay.
And it's about our water shortage in this Southern California area.
You know, I've been wanting to talk about water conservation, actually. So, good, go.
Sluggo has it. I've been stopping him. Go ahead.
I have thought about this quite a lot lately, and I've come up with a great idea.
Okay.
And it's to expand on Mulholland's aqueduct and go up farther north, up into Oregon or into Washington State, build a huge reservoir someplace in the middle of the state where nobody's around. And there's a lot of rain up there. Save all this water and pump it down to the top where the reservoir starts. I guess it's in the Sierra Nevadas, correct?
Yeah. Do you think the other states would be up for that? Hey, let's give California some water. I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, the heck? They've got tons and tons of rain up there all the time. They don't have a water shortage at all.
So, I mean, that's true.
Do.
That is true.
Yeah.
So why not just pump it down here from way up north? What's the big deal?
100%. Something needs to be done, and that sounds like a pretty good idea.
It sounds obvious and easy, which means there's got to be something wrong with it.
I guess in money, probably.
It does sound obvious and easy.
We have this $97.5 billion surplus.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a good point. What are you doing to try and conserve water yourself?
Oh, God, no. No lawn, no nothing.
I know, it sucks, doesn't it? Like, I barely bathe myself, so
yeah, now it's gone down a lot more.
Well, I can smell that from here.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in. I mean, I think that is an important little subject here in Los Angeles.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Short and stout.
Huh?
Short and stout?
Short and stout.
Yeah, could you two guys play a song for all of us short people by Randy Newman?
I would like to play the B-side of that 45. It's called Old Man on a Farm. Do you know that one by any chance?
I do so.
It's
why not play that
so
one
first? So depressing and wonderful.
Are you an old man on a farm?
I am the old man.
Okay. Woo! Uh-huh. You're drinking whiskey in the barn.
I would like to.
Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS.
You picked a topic. What's up?
Short people.
Trying something new. You picked the topic. KLOS, what's up?
Feminist men who, first thing they want to know is, what do you do? Meaning, where do you work?
Right.
Men who pick the opposite of what you are. Like, if you love metal, it's pop and disco type guys that pick me. Men who ask me to buy them stuff, like, buy me a beer. Isn't it awful?
Where are you meeting these men?
South Bay. A lot of them are there. But
all right, South Bay men, step up. Let's talk more about metal when we're out cruising.
Yeah,
not so much pop.
Like, quit asking women about their job.
Yeah, no, I hate talking about my job. I never talk about my job. Do you talk about your job, Kevin?
I lie.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
I do
too. Right on. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
That's KLOS, hello.
What do you say you do?
Computers.
Hello?
Yeah. I say computers because there's never a follow-up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm actually on here. So being a musician, this one's really near and dear to me.
Okay.
And also, I'm quite certain many of my coworkers are probably going to know who this is.
Okay.
But I want to talk about my absolute distaste for cover bands.
Yeah. You mean like a fake Journey or whatever being out there?
No. I'm talking about those bands that get paid hundreds of dollars just to go into bars festivals and stuff and play multiple.
Oh, I see. All they do is covers.
Right.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, like the ones you hear in Vegas, which are really usually pretty horrendous. Yes. I'm just stop playing music. It would be better.
That's exactly how I feel. Go to Craigslist or something. Everybody, I want to start a cover band.
Right.
I'm so sick of it. I've been trying to start an original band for years.
Right.
And it's like whenever you play at the Whiskey or something like that, you have to sell tickets, and whatever you don't sell, you have to pay for.
Yeah.
But if you want to perform songs like Journey, Guns N' Roses, things like that, guess what? Money in your pocket.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS.
You picked the topic. What's up?
What do you want to babble about?
You picked the topic. What's up? KLOS, hello.
I've got this deeply probing topic that I'm hoping we can get to the bottom of.
I like deeply probing, that's for sure.
And you know, orgasms, are they same for all genders? How and why? And we couldn't take it from the top or the bottom, whatever the preference.
Sorry, I was talking. I didn't know we were on the air. There should be some kind of light or a clock or something.
No, that's like a radio thing. Okay. That sort of. Hey, Stu, you said you're going to go see Rod the Mod tonight?
I'm going to see Rod Stewart tonight. I've never seen him before.
With Cheap Trick.
Cheap freaking Trick.
I love Cheap Trick.
Where are they playing?
It's going to be a rock show at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. So you should start walking now. How many miles
away? Turn on his microphone and let's get his theory on which Rod he's going to get.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so
are you going to get hot legs,
just
Rod?
To quickly disclaimer it,
go ahead.
I only take a motorcycle to concerts today.
Oh, that's
very smart with Hollywood Bowl, too.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, so which Rod are we going to get tonight?
Yes.
We're going to get Rocker Rod tonight.
Yeah, you are.
Cheap Trick's opening.
Right.
It's not going to be.
He can't go on and do the ballads.
Oh, you're going to have some ballads.
Well, there are some ballads in the Rod oeuvre, and I'm okay with that. Like the mid-70s stuff.
Right.
Tonight's the night. Yeah,
sure.
Bring that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to hear whatever happened in the 90s and the 80s too much.
Rod, you listening?
Please. What's going to happen if he brings out a 90s ballad?
Well, I mean, if one, okay, you know, I'll go get a drink. Two, three, we're leaving.
You're out.
Really?
Well, I mean, if it's not going to be a rock show, what am I doing there?
And Cheap Trick. By the way, Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick.
Never throw on a couple Cheap Trick in a bit.
Never once seen a bad Cheap Trick show.
Oh, no kidding. Ever. I don't think it's possible.
No, it isn't.
Actually, hold on.
Rod Stewart best ballads.
No.
Let's see here what you're going to get when you go to.
Oh, you are Googling his best ballads?
Sailing, Rhythm of My Heart.
Don't what are those? I don't even know what that is.
Told you lately?
Don't you tell me lately. I don't want to hear that.
This Old Heart of Mine?
Yeah. Just that title sounds terrible. I don't know what that is.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to. You know that song.
That's okay.
You'll take that one.
Where's Tonight's a Night?
What about You're in My Heart?
You're in my heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to hear that.
You're okay with that?
Sure. Yeah, totally.
You won't be throwing fruit.
The first cut is the deepest.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's good.
With that, all right. Reasons to Believe.
Don't know what that is.
Same. Broken Arrow.
I don't know what that is.
Sorry.
That sounds 90s.
Every Beat of My Heart.
No.
Now we're down to number 13 on his best of, and we finally get to Tonight's the Night.
No,
that's way too far. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Tonight's a dirty song.
What about Baby Jane? Do you like that song? I was like, what is this? What's he doing?
I don't see that. People Get Ready?
That might be a beer song.
Classic kind of thing?
Oh, Go Get a Beer? That might be song, Go Get a Beer. That's a good song.
My Heart Can't Tell Me No. That's what you want.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
My Heart, yeah.
You're going to love
time.
It.
I'm going to be hammered by the time you leave the bike there and get an Uber.
All right, let's do a couple Cheap Trick. What the hell, right?
Yeah.
For Hollywood Bowl show tonight. And then a bunch of Rod, an hour and a half of Rod Stewart 90s ballads. Yeah. Be looking for Stu tonight in the audience at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, he'll be getting drunk.
All right, it is up to you, Kevin. Should we do a Rod Stewart song or another Cheap Trick song?
Cheap Trick.
Okay. A real live rock show tonight actually happening.
Remember? At the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, that used to happen all the time.
Yep.
It's been a while.
Yep.
Cheap Trick and Rod Stewart tonight. I got a couple Rod Stewart songs sitting here if you want me
to
throw them.
No. You know what we should do is call the winner from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the Cash Squatch winner.
Give away the $2,000.
Every
don't know yet.
Single day, somebody from the station calls. You know, we put that thing online and everybody's like, well, I'll answer. Call me. We do get a hold of you eventually, but if you don't answer, we get really mad. But if your phone starts ringing, please answer now.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey, Kev Dog, what's up?
We're doing well, and we're calling from KLOS, and we're calling to tell you that you won $2,000.
Awesome. awesome, man. That's excellent.
What time of the day did you send in your text yesterday?
Calls is the word you sent in. When did you do that? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Because you've been doing it a couple of times?
Quite a bit.
Wow,
well,
fantastic.
When you encountered Cash Squatch, was he nice to you? Was he polite?
A little stinky, a little hairy.
Wow, a pinky for a guy that's giving you $2,000.
Well, congratulations. What are you going to spend it on? Yay, that's a good answer. Number one answer.
It's going to go right up his nose.
Oh, come on.
We'll see you soon.
Pretty sure you're the only person who uses the word tiz.
Tiz.
That is not a word that is in use in the English language since the mid-1600s.
Yeah. I had a long conversation with your pal, Bean.
Did you?
Yeah, one time about that. Where you put the apostrophe in it is what he was upset about.
Before the T.
I think so. I don't remember what it was, how I put it. I did something. And he's like, that's not how you do it. What is wrong with you?
Of course. Of course.
Like, who cares?
All right, listen, we were talking yesterday about a guy who made a list of the reasons that his wife gave him that she wouldn't have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was she was fake sleeping.
Right.
He knew she was fake sleeping.
Sure, it's usually pretty easy to tell.
Right.
It's hard to make the right weird noises that you make when you're asleep because you don't know what you do.
So we want to take your phone calls on you fake slept. When was the last time you fake slept?
Me?
And why? You pretended to be asleep. Why?
Yes, I think I was a teenager. I mean, I think I've done it on planes a few times. If it was sort of really chatty or whatever. And unless they're an interesting chat.
I do it on planes a lot.
Yeah.
And you also put on the headphones.
Yes.
And that way the people next to you are like, bah, 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 bah. You can't hear it.
Yes.
And you can actually enjoy yourself.
Last time I really tried to pretend I was asleep, though, I was a teenager, and I sort of learned not to bother doing that again.
What did you not? Why?
Well, it was like three friends and this one girl that I just was insane for, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to see. We'd been driving around the middle of nowhere for a long time. It was really pretty late at night, so it seemed
and she drew a penis on your face.
I wanted to see what she would say.
Oh.
You know?
Meaning like, oh, he's asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like that guy. That's what you were hoping.
That's what I was hoping.
Okay.
So I pretended to, you know, and I thought, well, this is believable. And so what she did was she turned around. She goes, hey, Doug. Someone said he's not asleep. He's faking it. She's like, hey, Doug, do you want me to? And then she listed this entire, any red blood American would want to have done to them.
No possible way you stay asleep.
And then I'm not going to go, oh, yes, I'm awake.
No.
So she listed this whole thing off and then she goes, yeah, I guess he's asleep.
Really?
Yeah, because I just felt so stupid.
My God. What do you? Why don't you roll over and go?
Because she was kidding.
Go, yes,
yeah.
And in that order.
Yeah. I should have. You're right. Well, I wasn't so smart at 16.
We're going to take your calls. No one is. We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Last time you pretended to be asleep.
Yeah, and why? And how did it work out?
Here's one. I'm a teenager. When my siblings walk in the room to aggravate me or look through my stuff or smash stuff.
Right.
I fake like I'm asleep. So I know what they're doing there and I can figure it out.
Oh, okay.
So they take something, she knows.
Right.
They mess stuff up, she knows.
Right.
So basically it's to catch people doing stuff.
Right.
There's always, and there's going to be plenty of these, and we probably don't need very many of these at 818-955-KLOS, but I fake sleep because my boyfriend is extremely horny always.
That is so understandable.
I do assume that is happens a lot.
And then how much, hey, wake up, hey, are you awake, hey, before you finally go, all right, fine, I'm awake. You know, how many times?
Oh, I mean...
30?
Right. You might as well just wake up because I'm not going to stop is what the answer is.
Exactly.
I used to pretend I was asleep at nights when I was a teenager, but my mother wanted me in bed every single school night at 9 p.m.
Oh, 9 p.m.
So she would come check. She would act like she was asleep.
Right.
Her mom would leave and she would do whatever.
Hey, that's right out of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Exactly. So 818-955-KLOS, you pretended to be asleep. When was the last time and why?
Yeah, and how did it work?
818-955-KLOS. We are talking about the last time you pretended you were asleep. KLOS, hello.
Hey, okay, this isn't recently, but a while ago, mm-hmm. I used to date this girl that couldn't keep my out of her mouth.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you said what you mean. So yes.
What's her phone number? I'm going to need that phone number.
I wish I still had it. Anyway, it got to the point where one time I just pretended to be asleep.
Are you telling me that you faked being asleep so that she wouldn't give you a blowjob?
Oh, no, while she was giving me a blowjob.
Wow.
You pretended to go to sleep?
You know, I was sound asleep when she started.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful way to start.
Oh, I see. So you just stayed asleep so that she would continue doing it.
There's nothing better than to wake up that way.
All right.
Oh, yeah. And I would think. She really didn't like the happy ending while she was doing it. And so I gave her the happy ending and rolled over and pretended like I was still asleep.
What a gem you are.
Yay!
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
The last time you pretended to be asleep. We're talking about the last time you pretended to be asleep. We've taken a lot of phone calls. Most of them involve them being children.
Yes, that's true.
The guy on hold wants to talk about something that's a little closer to today. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so this was yesterday, man.
Wow.
My daughter wanted to play with me, and we pretended I was asleep, so she tapped me a couple times, and after the third one, she just smacked me square in the face, man.
She was not having that.
She knew I was messing with her, so she just got me, man.
That is hilarious, and I love your daughter.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it, right? You're like, oh, yeah, all right, sorry.
Well done. Yep. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hello, Kayla West.
Back when I was in high school, my parents left town for, like, a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of buddies over at the house, and, like, you know, we were just having fun, messing around, had a few drinks and stuff, and, we started having an orgy in my bedroom.
Oh my God, no.
My bedroom was right above the front door, and every time the front door would open, it would like shake the whole wall, right? So I could always tell when someone would walk in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were mid-orgy, and I felt the wall shake. So parents were home early. And
oh, that was the parents. I got you.
Yeah, my parents came back from their trip. I had to hide everybody in the closet, shut off the lights, throw everybody's clothes in the closet with them, and pretend I was asleep in my bed at 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. How many people were there?
Six.
Six?
And how long before you were able to sneak them out of the house?
Oh, my God. Probably like 5 hours.
Do you think they went on with the party in the closet while you were dealing with mom and dad?
Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. It was just straight fear and paranoia. Like, oh, my God, are they going to go to sleep?
Oh, man. One guy was like, come on, it's dark.
Come on, you know.
No one will know.
That's all right. Get back to it.
I was like, everybody, you got to shut the F up, man. We got to lay low.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The last time you pretended to be asleep.
Kevin Sluggo, what's up?
Peace.
Uh-oh, Kevin's going for a record. Everyone sit down. Have a chair. It's going to go, wow. That was pretty impressive. It's turning red. Oh, here we go.
I wasn't prepared. Okay, sorry.
That's still impressive.
Sorry, what?
Hey, first, I want to thank you guys, man. You guys make afternoons so much better in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, man. Thanks even with that kind of nonsense right there?
Even in spite of that? What's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Foo Fighters are putting on a Taylor Hawkins benefit.
Which is very, very cool. That's going to be happening September 27th at Long Beach at the Forum, actually, rather. God damn it.
The Forum in Long Beach. No. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Do not stop.
No, I would never
it's
stop.
At the Forum.
Yes.
Is what Sluggo meant to say.
They moved it down to Long Beach.
Nope. Still at the Forum.
Yeah, the Forum dragged it down there.
September 27th at the Forum. Tickets go on sale Friday.
Yes, this coming Friday. And I'm so glad that they see what they finally came up with.
Same.
Because I was very concerned about the entire.
They're doing one show in England and one show here, and it's the 27th at the Forum.
Tickets on sale on Friday for that, the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert. Wow, what is going on, man?
A lot of bad things with you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because you need some good news to balance all of the bad that you see on TV all the time.
And other than Under the Couch, where can one find this podcast?
On YouTube is the best place because we show a lot of videos, or anywhere else that you find podcasts. Just search for Great News with Kevin and Mike. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Japan has made online insults a jailable offense.
Like you could go to jail for a year, do hard time, break rocks.
For insulting people online. Online.
And it's not the American way.
300 million of the 333 million of us would be in jail. You pick the topic, a new feature we tried today. I got called in to discuss all sorts of orgasms, tops to bottom.
That was our favorite, I think, easily.
And people pretending to be asleep. A guy called and said yesterday his daughter wanted to play with him, and he faked being asleep. She poked him twice and then punched him in the face.
Good for her. Well done.
And they both had a good laugh.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We'll talk about that. Hey, Casquatch.
Oh, hey, dude. What's up, man? You're hairier than usual. Oh, sorry. It offended him.
I think he's pretty hairy.
Yeah, I guess not.
All the time. He has $2,000 to give away. The word for this hour is Slash.
Like that dude from GNR?
Yep, Slash. Nice. Text that word to 68683. That is Slash to 68683 for today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got local KLOS winners that you're fighting against. I don't know, it's not going to cost the entire country. Screw that. Got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Money? Cash?
How about $2,000?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Casquatch, what about that?
What's up?
Giving away two.
He wants
grand
to talk about
today.
That's what he wants to talk about.
Now, the word right now is swamp. Swamp.
Like on MASH?
S-W-A-M-P. Swamp. Text that word to 68683. That is swamp to 68683 for your shot at today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. A couple in a row from Van Halen. Didn't just happen.
One in a row from Casquatch.
One in a row from Van Halen, too, for that matter.
Really? You didn't play two?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Two from Jimmy.
Gotcha.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Casquatch is whoever. You know who it is. He's giving away $2,000. This hour's word is... Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know where we're at.
Slash. 5 o'clock. Smelly.
Smelly. Smelly.
This hour's word is smelly, oddly enough. Text that word smelly to 68683. That is smelly to 68683 for your shot at today's $2,000.
This here is a local Los Angeles contest. Local KLOS winners is who's winning, so you got a really good chance. And standard data messaging rates apply. More shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, it's time for Casquatch.
That was yesterday's winner, so maybe we can call you tomorrow and annoy you and tell you you won $2,000.
This hour's word is tail.
Taint?
Tail.
Oh, tail.
T-A-L-E.
T-A-L-E.
Text that word to 68683. That is...
No, we're not going to stop. No.
Tail to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck! It was on this day in rock in 1964 when Beatles superfan Carol Dryden, who was 12 years old, tried to mail herself to the Beatles by hiding in a tea chest addressed to them. Workers at a London railway station found her. Today was the day when yesterday and today, back on this day in rock in 1966 from the Beatles, was recalled by Capitol Records the day before it was supposed to be released because of, you know, the Butcher cover. Sir Mick Jagger was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II on this day in rock in 2002.